Jersey
and Amanda.
Jam Nation.
I was on the South Coast on the weekend and very nice one.
My spies told me you're on the South Coast because you know where I was? I was on the South Coast too.
Yes, and you didn't even see me.
Well, I wanted to hang out with you, but I was at a wedding. And you know, the kids these days, when they get a wedding, it goes forever. It's a three-day feast. And
yes.
You've got stuff to do. And I thought, well...
No one ever gets married just down the road from home anymore, do they?
No.
Well, a very nice woman called Corinne came up to see me. I was standing outside Woolworths, outside Woolies. Yeah. And she said that she had heard my ads that I did. Remember I was doing some community ads last year talking about having free breast screens. Over the age of 40, a woman can have a free one every 2 years. Over the age of 50, have them as often as you like and they're free. This is the best way to determine... to find breast cancer early.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she said that she'd remembered that ad of mine and she just thought, you know what, that's what I should do. I should go and get checked. And she was discovered she did have a very small cancer.
Whoa.
Because she got it early enough, they could treat it without chemo and she's now fine. But she wanted to thank me for that. And I said, well, don't thank me. Just thank the universe that you remembered to go and do it. And so when you hear a story like that, it's worth passing that on because other women will hear this. Remember, go and have a breast screen. We're lucky we live in a society where this stuff over the age of 40 to a certain extent, as I said, you can have a free one every 2 years, over 50, between 50 and 70, have them as often as you like and it's free. This is a free service. It's really easy, takes just a few minutes to have a mammogram and you obviously it can save your life.
Yeah, you've got that.
So how wonderful that she reminded me to tell other women to do exactly that.
That is just great. That's why you're good as an ambassador for these things.
Well, anyone would be. You just, you know, I'm lucky. I work on the radio. People hear me say these things and it matters.
Yeah.
We say a lot of stuff that doesn't matter, obviously.
But that
bit matters. Maybe we should blow a whistle when we're going to say something that matters.
Like Courtney Loves Hole.
That doesn't matter.
Well, matters it does, to her. That matters as well.
Matters to her.
I think plenty of people check that out. It's a 19.
Yes, but people won't stop me outside Woolies to mention it.